The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A lot of organizations in the upstate who do a wonderful job serving others. And as you can imagine, they're struggling too. It's tough times for everybody right now. Miracle Hill Ministries is South Carolina's largest and most comprehensive provider of homeless services for both children and adults. And like all organizations, they need your help more now than ever. Miracle Hill, each year they do a fundraising banquet. Peg and I are always very happy to participate. And they had to cancel that last week because of this virus. Joining me for a few minutes on the 94.5 The Answer guest line is Ryan Dirk. Ryan is president and CEO of Miracle Hill. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. So let's talk about the services that you guys provide in the upstate. It's challenging at times when things are good for you guys. In times like these, I got to believe that it makes it a little bit tougher.
You know, certainly does. But we've been serving the upstate of South Carolina for almost 83 years at this point as a mercy ministry. We have 8 residential facilities on any given night. There's over 600 individuals in our care. And certainly in a crisis like this, this does complicate matters a good bit. But this is the time when our friends need us the most. Well, you know, we want to be a friend to those that need one the most. And so right now we're trying to protect and insulate our guests, take care of our staff, making sure everyone stays safe. You know, we've enacted a policy of screening and sanitizing. We have some quarantine space set up in each one of our facilities. God has gracefully allowed us not have a huge illness in any of our facilities thus far, but we are set up and ready to go for if and when that comes to us.
Well, and I just have to admire what you guys do, because you do touch a lot of lives. Now let's talk for a minute. Of course, as I mentioned, you had to cancel your annual fundraiser last week. You typically have this over at the Greenville Convention Center. Peg and I always enjoy our time with you there. You had to cancel that, but you did an online version. You didn't let this just completely shut you down. You did an online with the theme of darkness to light. Tell us about that and how'd it go.
Well, we certainly did lose our largest event of the year. That's some very necessary funding that we need to continue to operate and offer the services that we offer. We pivoted and we kind of made up a virtual banquet in about 48 hours. God really blessed, and we think it turned out really nice. And, you know, God's people started to show up and go online and give some gifts and send in some gifts. So we are very thankful for the way that our supporters are continuing to support us, even in the midst of this storm. Certainly the need is great, but we believe our God is greater, and he's going to continue to help us in our time of need. The banquet itself was about 45 minutes long. We ran it on a loop and literally filmed that one day and spliced it together and had it the very next evening. So it was certainly an exciting time around here.
Wow, that was pretty quick turnaround.
It was very challenging, but you know, we're pleased with the way that we're able to do what we do in our banquet, which is highlight the way that that God has changed lives across Miracle Hill over the past year, the way that he's blessed us. And you know, Joe, even in the midst of all of this, in the chaos of the world, as I know you're talking with your audience about, we're seeing God's people show up and provide in really, really, really real ways. For instance, we had a couple of pallets of toilet paper, white gold as it is right now, get delivered
yes.
to us. We've seen several huge donations of chicken, so needed food for our guests. We're getting an influx of non-perishables, and certainly those are all things that we need to continue to receive donations on. I mean, 600 people is a lot of individuals to feed, and as you can imagine right now, a lot of them aren't going to their jobs, they're not out at appointments, and so we're seeing a lot more opportunities to serve within facilities than we would on a regular week.
Sure. And if you're listening this morning and you want to support Miracle Hill, it's real easy to do. Just go to miraclehill.org, miraclehill.org. I'm actually, as Ryan and I were talking, I'm sitting here clicking on this. They have a drop down. You can choose various programs. Maybe you have a special program that you would like to support. For example, my wife Peg loves Miss Venus and the ladies over at Renewal Center. So it's real simple to give. You can help miraclehill.com. I literally, as Ryan and I were talking, I sat here and I just made my donation online. It was simple to do. You can do that as well. Go to miraclehill.org. You can give to the general fund, or if there's a particular program like Renewal Center or Overcomers, or maybe you want to contribute to foster care, it allows you to do that. Regardless of which program you give to, just give. MiracleHill.com. Give generously. I know things are tough, but we have to help our friends out at Miracle Hill. So, Ryan, let's talk for a minute. You know, you guys depend on a lot of volunteers to accomplish what you do. How have things changed with how you interact with your volunteers and just get, providing the services in general?
Certainly, this has been a very challenging decision-making process over the past couple weeks. We made the hard decision to fully insulate our facilities last week. Basically, that means that we are not allowing volunteers into our facilities. Now, we rely on tens of thousands of volunteer hours every year just to get the job done, which means that our frontline staff who are working in facilities are kind of a little taxed right now as they're not only doing their regularly scheduled roles, but they're filling the back slots for our volunteers. And that's because we have a deep desire to steward our staff well, but our donors and our volunteers as well. So we want to protect everyone involved, and where, you know, you would think that our population is a risk to the general population, it's actually the other way around. So because our facilities are insulated, the biggest risk to our facilities is people coming in. We are the largest concentration of human life in society right now outside of the hospitals. So try to keep our facilities as clean and disease-free as possible in time is kind of instrumental, which is just putting a stress on our staff and our resources.
Yep. Look, God bless you. I really appreciate what you guys do over there. Just a really special organization in the upstate and all the people that you serve. Go to miraclehill.org. Give generously today. I know things are tough, a lot of uncertainty, but we have to continue helping Miracle Hill, who helps so many people. Ryan, thank you for what you do. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Yeah, Joey, thank you so much for all your support.